All right, first off, I have to mamish thank the chevra. It's 11:30. Usually in 11:30 Thursday night, I'm watching Thursday night football. So Rabbi Cohen was giving that cheer very much to me. Maybe it depends on the Jets are awful, so you got to watch something, you know. But I try to learn a little. But I'm trying to get rid of it. I'm trying one step at a time. I'll be honest with you. When I got to Eretz Yisrael, it took me a few days to get to see the score. So at least I narrowed some my priorities are correct. Ruchana Mamish, thank you so much for the opportunity. I didn't realize I was taking your slot. But Mirtz Hashem, Zilcha to grow together much more. So it's Erev Shabbos, it's also Erev Chanukah. Let me tell you a little story about happened in 1939. Chanukah 1939. Not the greatest place not the greatest Chanukah for Jews, yeah? The first Chanukah of the Holocaust, right? So Rabbi Cohen talked about a Chanukah, I believe, towards the end of the war. This is the Chanukah, the first Chanukah of the war. What happened was is that Rav Dessler, I'm sure you guys heard of Michtav Eliyahu, yeah, Michtav Eliyahu. Rav Dessler was separated from his wife and daughter from the beginning of the war to the end of the war. He did not see his wife. He did not see his daughter. Baruch Hashem, they all survived. They were in different places. They were not able. And what happened was Rav Dessler got separated. Rebbetzin Dessler was by her uncle, Chanukah, with her daughter. Listen to this. This Chanukah story is unbelievable. But can you imagine how much choshech, how much darkness there is in Europe in 1939? Let me know, Chazal say that choshech zu yavan. How much Greek and how much Greece there was in the middle of Europe. So Chaim Ozer goes over to Rav Dessler's daughter. And gives her some Chanukah geld. Gives her some Chanukah. I don't know what the euro was, but give him some money. And she goes back to, and she says, "I'm okay." Like she was a little bit older. Like, I don't need any Chanukah. And Chaim Moses has such a powerful line. I wrote it down there. I just want to make sure I say it right. Chanukah geld, Chanukah money, Chanukah presents isn't given because you need it, but it's because the giver wants to show you his love or her love. Let me repeat that again. Chanukah geld, Chanukah presents aren't given. You're going to get Amazon, I don't know, if your parents send you, what's the thing your family is to send you with treats? It's like $100 checker for like a candy, for like a cup, you know what I'm talking about? What's it called? Gullies goodies. They still have Gullies goodies? It's no schleppers. You know, I'm holding in schleppers. I watched Hanan's think talk. He said, but at the end of the day, Chanukah geld's not given because you need it, but it's because the giver wants to show you that they love you. I believe really the world, that's the essence of what Chanukah is all about. One of the lessons of Chanukah is to look outward, is to shine the light to others. As Rabbi Cohen said, the halacha of Yerushalayim, the halacha of Eretz Yisrael, is to light outside. What does it mean to light outside? It means to bring light. It doesn't just mean to light your menorah outside your door. It means to bring light, to bring kindness and love and care to others. I don't know of another yeshiva that does Thursday shalapa. I'm telling you, when I see Rav Hanan's status, I get like, and I'm in Boca, and my kids are like not like, I teach middle school, so like the kids can sit for like -5 seconds. Unless you put like a good Rav Yoel Gold video on, you know what I'm talking about? Like they're moving around. The fact that you guys are like right here right now, it's amazing. So late, and I appreciate you guys learning. Why am I saying that? Unclear. Why did I just say this? The Chanan, yeah, status, the schleppers. Anyone here is a schlepper? It's unbelievable. I wish I was a schlepper. To be a schlepper in yeshiva, to be able to think of others, that's mamash the essence of Chanukah. This is what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. Everyone here know Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. People can't. I never got it. Mishnah Berurah was very hard for me. I learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shechter is in Boca actually this Shabbos. I had a chashash meant to go back for Shabbos because it's such a big Shabbos when Rav Shechter comes. Rav Shechter loves learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's very precise, very good. Listen to what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says about the first simon on Chanukah, which connects back to the story by Rav Chaim Moser. He says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Chanukah Kuf Lamates, the end of Sif Aleph. Umar b'mitztaka, yimei Chanukah, you should give tztaka on Chanukah. It's very hard when you go over here. I was mamish poor the first time I went to the Kotel the first night. I had to come back a shkolim, not agarot. Agarot they throw back. I love them. I'm a teacher. I'm not like I don't have a hedge fund over here. You know, to give out a 5 shekel piece to every person who asks you, and then you go up, and then there's more, and they don't remember, and whatever. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's a good minute to give tzedakah. Ki hei musugolim lesake behem pigame nafsho. It helps your nefesh. Helps in some way, somehow, rectify and correct a person's wrongdoings. Aide et stoko. Biyacha will be yichud lilum lom de Torah haniim lachazikam. Specifically, to give tzedaka to people who are poor and people who want to learn Torah. So the question is, why dafka to poor people, and why dafka to people to support Torah? So I think it's very simple. Just with the chazan, Chanukah is all about looking outward, right? Rabbi Cohen said the menorah is supposed to be put outside. Rabbi Cohen said at the end of the day, lemaisa for a lot of reasons we bring the menorah inside, but really what the menorah is supposed to bring light to others. We have the Meisa of the Chaim Moizer, we have the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam tells us what's true simcha. True simcha is not when you make your belly full with Burgers Bar. And I heard BBQ didn't have a good hechsher. I didn't know. Don't judge me. I'm not sure why I'm telling you this. Okay, I didn't eat treif. I didn't have the best. I had some schnitzel. I thought that was the best hechsher. I saw some Haredi guys in there. Gotta check, especially during Shemitah now. I'm sure you guys got the whole raid. The Rambam says, true simcha is when you bring simcha to Aniyim. True simcha is when you bring simcha to someone who's poor. And poor doesn't mean some guy at the kotel. Poor could be someone in your dorm. Someone who's having a down day. I'll tell you a personal story. You guys don't know me. I mean, I know a few of you. I have two family members in my life. One of them is the happiest person that I know, and one is the saddest person that I know. And take a guess, what do you think the difference is between the happier person and the saddest person? It's one thing. One of them is a giver, one of them is a taker. And myself, the other one should have a for shlema. They should have a for shlema. It's taking. And you take, not saying you shouldn't take time for yourself. It's very important, you got to take care of yourself. You have to love yourself, yeah? Then you can love others. You have to love yourself. Like I'm going to go off a little tangent here. Why do people say Lashon Hara? Usually. It makes you feel better. If you have low self-esteem, the Sasema says. You have low self-esteem, so you got to have to put someone else down to make yourself feel better. Sasema says, you have to love your friend like yourself, but who first do you have to love? You have to have proper self-love. That doesn't mean to be a Baal Gaiva and to be said to Golas. No Golas. Self-confidence, yes. Anava, yes. The Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. But no Gaiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that's the worst thing in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Gemara in Sotah says, I can't deal with someone who's arrogant. You think you score 30 points in a DRS halftime game on a Motzei Shabbos and the girls are screaming your name, you think you're all great? Shkoich. You live in 6 hours, you're nothing. I'm nothing. I was in the greenhouse. I watched it all. Have to beat us on a Motzei Shabbos. It was rough. I went home crying that night. I wasn't even on the team. And then we lost 2 championships, not to TABC. One of them was to TABC. Might have been both to TABC. We have a minhag at DRS that we lose championships. I don't know if it's still a minhag, but it still is. We had the minhag. You know, we get to the championship. Couldn't take the next step. Okay. So at the end of the day, we start off saying the Chanukah is all about caring for others. And we said we want to pinpoint exactly why Dafka Lelom De Torah. Why Dafka Lelom De Torah? So I think you have to look at the Parsha. You guys know. Oh, you guys know the Parsha is here for the rug. Okay, yeah. So you don't have to come. You don't have to stay. Come, take the rugs. Go. My good friend from way back. I remember when he was such a little boy. Still, we're brothers. Okay, focus. There's always a Parsha connection to the Yontif. That means if Pesach comes around Parshas Matzora, if Purim comes around Parshas Tetzav in a regular year, there's always a Parsha connection in the Yontif. Always. Vayeshev is always around Chanukah. What's the connection between Chanukah and Vayeshev? Listen to this. Beginning of the Parsha says that the brothers, everyone knows, the brothers, right, were jealous of Yosef. Right? They got the special jacket. We had a Morishah one of the years. We had the Joseph and the jacket, whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about? The technical is very chashev. Broadway. Chashev. Vayir echav ki oso aviyem mikol achav v'yisanu oso v'lo yachlu davru l'sholom. They saw, the brothers saw that their father loved Yosef more and they started to hate him. We talking about 4th grade girls here? I teach 6th, 7th and 8th grade boys and girls. It's very easy to tell like who's starting to annoy someone else and who's not. We're talking about the Shvatim. We're talking about Rav Nevitzal times a billion. Right? Okay? They're jealous of their father giving him a jacket. Like, we have to get over that. Like, we learned that in first grade. It's time to, like, look a little deeper, yeah? What's going on over here? Their brothers are jealous of Yosef? Because he got a nice little Vineyard Vines, is that still in? Vineyard Vines, not Abercrombie. In high school, I got American Eagle. I was from Queens. I couldn't afford Hollister. You could smell, you could go into smell Hollisters. You could tell your friends you went to Hollister. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And then you pay them to give you ripped clothing. Maybe it's cool. It's the Insta. Why would I pay someone to give me a ripped pants? I don't understand. Give me my money back. No? Am I wrong? I don't know. American Eagle? Okay. Well, your cool status was defined based on the animal on your shirt. So I guess I don't have an animal. Maybe I'm not so cool. Okay, whatever. E.T. knows what I'm talking about. Baruch Hashem. Thank you for laughing. Okay. No. So what's going on over here? The brothers are fourth grade? They're Rav Neventzel times a billion. They're the Kodesh Kadoshim. What's going on over here? So I saw an amazing idea from the Mishmerzi Tamar. I couldn't pronounce the town that he's in. So we're just going to call him the Mishmerzi Tamar. Look at what he says. He says, you think the brothers were thinking about themselves? The brothers weren't thinking about themselves. And they were hated him. They hated Yosef for themselves. Al kvoidim shar ha'achim, says the Mishmerzi Tamar. They felt bad for their other brother. That means Reuven cared for Shimon. And Shimon cared for Levi. They're watching Yaakov, quote unquote, whatever this means, that he gave Yosef special attention. Look at Emes Yaakov in the parasha, why Dafka, he gave Yosef that special attention. He knew that he was going to go into Mitzrayim. He knew he needed the Torah, a special type of relationship. Look at that Emes Yaakov. Very important, G, very important. At the end of the day, you think that they're not fourth grade girls. Reuven felt bad for Shimon. Reuven didn't feel bad for Reuven. Shimon didn't feel bad for Shimon. They felt bad for the other brother. They felt bad for each other because that's what it's all about. And what happens? Yosef goes over to Shechem and Sheni. They're looking for the brothers. What does it say? Esachai Anochi Mevakesh. I'm looking for my brothers. Have you seen my brothers? Yeah? Shnai Mikra? I'm still holding by the Yishach. Shnai Mikra, I'm always very hard. Don't get one of these things. If you don't do Shnai Mikra, then you do what you're able to do. It's one thing in yeshiva, by the way. I don't know. In the yeshiva that I went to, I will not say out loud. I have a lot of questions to the yeshiva. But what happened was, and it happens in a lot of yeshivas, and I think it probably happens here too, is that you're constantly looking over at Hishmon Esrei, how long are they in the Beis Medrash? Focus on yourself. It's so important. If you want to know what's going to happen when you get back to America, everything that's real will stick with you. Everything that's not, it's going to go down the drain. I was in YU, the guys that were into the Beis Medrash till 3, but they're doing it because someone else was up until 3, they didn't even get to the tonight's dinner at 8 o'clock. God, you're wearing they're wearing darker pants because it's the quote unquote frimmer thing to do, because someone else is doing it, or to make for the nashim sakonis black tights. Ooh, because it's cold out now. I don't know. My wife knows black tights is the chashuv thing. You put on black. I'm talking to guys. I know. You know what I'm. You know. I'm even yelling. I'll stop right there. Because other people are being serious. I'm going to be serious. Do it because you want to. Don't do it because someone else is telling you to pressure. It's the yitzhara. It's a malik. It's fake. It's fake. How did I get here? I have no idea. How did I get her? Not sure. Huh? Emes Yaakov, brothers. Tonus Pasen, fourth graders. Good. So Yosef goes down to the brothers. Right, the brothers went out. And Chazal say, what were they doing over there? They had a whole plan there. Oh, Shnai Mikra, that's where it was. Good, thank you. Don't start. If you can't do everything, you do what you can. Now, Yishev's not so long. Do what you can. You can only do a little Shnai Mikra. You can only do and you can read. I do Rashi, personally. Personally, I'm still on Vayishlach on Rishon. Why am I giving a thing on Vayishav? Rabbi Hanan asked me to give a thing. I have stuff to do tonight, Bez Hashem, over Shabbos. Listen to what he said, the Divrei Yisrael says. Why did he go to Shechem? What were they doing in Shechem? They were planning a Gzar Din against Yosef. They thought that Yosef had a Din, just like Avram had it, Yishmael, and Yitzchak had an Esav. What do you think? Another fourth grade? They thought that their family had another Din of Esav and Yishmael. They thought that he was coming up with this thing about dreams and stuff like that. Talking craziness. This is the difference on this pasuk. Esachi anochi mevakesh. Esachai anochi mevakesh. I'm searching for my brother. Right? Rashi says, who is he talking to? I think he says, he's talking to Malach Gavriel. And what does Malach Gavriel say? Your brother's moved on from here. What does it really mean? Your brother's moved on from you're not their brother anymore. They moved out. They don't see you as their brother anymore. Listen to the Divrei Yisrael says, Esachai Anochi Mevakesh, the Torah is Anochi. Because where does Anochi come? Anochi Hashem? Elokecha, the first one that said Aseres Adibros. What is the Ribono Shel Olam on 20 feet away from here? 100 feet from here. What does he want? He want us to daven and to learn all day? What? Why don't we have the Beis HaMikdash? Why are we sitting over here and not over there? And they're playing soccer over there in the morning and you have to hear Narashkat from over there. Why? 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 It's one reason, Gemara and Yoma, right? And Dav Tes. The sin is chinam. Because we still didn't fix what the brothers had, what happened with the brothers. We still didn't fix it. Right? Every year the Beis Hamikdash is not rebuilt, it was destroyed. Every single text, every single email, whatever, smile. At the end of the day, the Divrei Yisrael says, you know what the Torah is saying? Es achai anochi mevakesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anochi. It says, I am the Torah himself. I'm begging you to love each other. I'm begging you to take care of you, to take care of each other. I'm begging you. We had this chusar, Rabbi Cohen, myself, and a few others to go up north today. Rabbi Nahariya by Rabbi David, which you guys like take for granted that you guys just get in. Yeah, have you been? You guys been yet? Soon, Rabbi Hashem. The Rabbina, like, it's not like, other shivas you don't get into Rabbi David. Rabbina, like, has a Rabbi David and his gavis on speed dial. We waited like 10 minutes talking to people. You're talking about people. My father-in-law has a friend who doesn't do a business transaction without coming to see Rabbi David. And Rabbi Cohen called Rabbi Hanan, called Rabbi Tzvi, into Rabbi David. So we went to Meiron, we dined by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we dined by the Mekom HaKadoshim, the 45 Kedoshim, which we zochah to see them soon, with the fire of the Lag Boimer, and the fire of the Menorah, the Menorah, very soon here, Mitzvah Shem. And then we came to Tzfat. And then we dipped on the Arizal, and Mekon was taking his time, and I went to go to the Arizal. The Arizal's Kever. You've been to the Arizal's Kever? You know what it says? I couldn't see. It was very dark. But you know what's written on the Arizal's Kever? What's written on the Arizal's Kever is one thing. Is that the Klal Gadol and Avodas Hashem, Minag Tov Lomar, before you daven, and if you look at a Nusach Sfarad Siddurim, most Nusach Sfarad Siddurim, maybe even Ashkenaz Siddurim have this, is that it's a Minag Tov. This is brought down the halacha by the Magen Avraham says this, that a person should take upon themselves the mitzvah of Ahavta Lecha Kamocha before you daven. Before you daven every single morning, before you daven Shachar Mincha Maariv, you're supposed to say the words, Hareini Muchan Mekabel Atzim Mitzvah of Ahavta Lecha Kamocha. I take upon myself the mitzvah of caring for loving my fellow friend, of loving my fellow Jew. So you're going to ask me, Mirzov, what does that mitzvah have to do with davening? So all the svarim. When someone says all the svarim, it means he doesn't remember the sefer. I have no idea. So maybe Rabbi Hanan will tell me. We'll just say the svarim. Svarim, yeah. Svarim kedoshim. That's what we want to be like, really spitz. Today I was in Svat and said like something spitz. It was on the spitz cake. It's like a thing in Israel to write spitz on the thing. Svarim kedoshim. It's a spitz way to say you don't know where you saw it, but it's written. If you go to your father and you give him a whole laundry list, but you don't know how to treat your brother and sister. You're just thinking about yourself. You're not a schlepper. I'm not saying everyone has to be a schlepper. We're talking about the galus of being a schlepper. The galus of being a schlepper. Doesn't that just mean you go to... Galus of schlepper means that you see a speaker or you see someone in it was a little down, or you see a tissue on the floor. It's COVID. Relax. Take another tissue and pick up the tissue. Relax. If you're going to be one of those germaphobes. I get it. Don't wait for someone else. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to know before you come to me, how are you treating your brother and your sister? I remember on a Motzei Shabbos once. It's a Motzei Shabbos. I don't know. We had a Yankee playoff. We had Yankee tickets. I was growing up a big Yankee fan. I think I went to 6 or 7 World Series games. I was very, very spoiled. Very spoiled. 96, 98, 2000, 99. We played the Braves in 96, 90. I was on the team. Obviously, when you say we, you feel like you're part of the team. 96, 98. 99, 2000, we played the Mets. Anyone remember? Nope. You guys weren't born yet. 2001, after September 11th, I thought we would win after 9/11, but we lost in game Mariano. And then again in 2003, we lost to the Marlins. I went to a lot of games. But one year, I'm not sure if it was it wasn't a World Series game. It was not a World Series game. But I got into a fight with my sister on Shabbos. You know, Yitzhar knows that the whole year of the time, the Yitzhar wants fights. Everyone here grew up with fighting on Friday night. We had SmackDown, WWE, we had it all, yeah? Raw on Monday, SmackDown Thursday. Now I know I think SmackDown's Friday night. Talking about Mamish on the Kodesh Kodesh, I'm talking about SmackDown. Hashem Yerachim. Hashem, please give me. Hashem should have mercy on me. I'm trying just to be relatable. Relatable? Relatable, relatable. So I had a little SmackDown, a little Triple H or The Rock. I don't know what move I was. The Big Show? Undertaker? The Hardy Brothers, whatever. My father said, I said, sorry, the whole Shabbos. He said, no problem, you're not going to the game tonight. And even worse, who did he take? He took my sister. You don't know how to treat your sibling? My father said, you don't understand what it means to go to a Yankees playoff game. Again, if it was a World Series game, I don't know if that would happen. I don't think my sister appreciated the godless at the time, but my father wanted to send a message. You don't know how to get along, you can sit home and watch the Liberty. I think I watched, instead of watching the World Series, I couldn't watch the game that my father and sister were at. So I watched, WNBA basketball. I don't know, whatever. I definitely wasn't learning, I definitely was watching something. Okay? It's all about caring for someone else. That's what Chanukah is about, taking your menorah, taking your perspective, and caring about others. So now, how do we connect back to the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch? He says at the end of the day, the Minag Tov is to give the Lom de Torah. What's Chanukah all about? Kiner Mitzvah? The Torah Or? The whole Yontav of Chanukah, the whole reason why we won the war is because of the menorah. The menorah represents Torah. The menorah represents Torah. What is Torah based upon? One thing, Avos Yisrael, caring for someone else. Camp Pass doesn't have to start in June. Or when Rav Judah comes to Yeshiva. Camp Haz starts here. No, Rabbi? No? You don't need a sweatshirt to start Camp Haz. Pasha. Camp Haz starts here. Whether you're going to Hask or not. To be a better husband, to be a better father, a better son, a better Jew, starts every single day. But being a little more kind, a little more compassionate, a little bit more caring. Who here is thinking about, I know for me, who's thinking about Rav Eli? Eli, whose blood was spilled steps away from where we're standing. What's his last name? Eli? Eli K. I don't even remember his last name. That's how much it bothers me that I don't. Okay, we can't go to Modi'in, but maybe we could write a letter or something. The fact that he was brought, the guy was brought to Yuri Yeshiva. We have to be thinking about that. We're thinking about the Chanukah. This Chanukah, there's going to be a family. There's going to be a Kala who's not lining with their son. Who's not lining with their Chassan. Should be thinking about them and davening for them. Not just thinking about ourselves. So at the end of the day, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch says, Kabbalah Satorah, the Lom, you have to give money on Chanukah, the Lom de Torah La'aniyim. So we said La'aniyim to give to the poor. But why Dav Ketor? Because Chanukah is all about Kabbalah Satorah. Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So we end up with one more void and one story. Yesterday was Rav Hutner's Yortzeit. Rav Yitzchak Hutner, Pachad Yitzchak. I'm sure you guys have heard all of the Pachad Yitzchak. So we're going to read in Mirtz Hashem in a few weeks, in the middle of Shmos, in a few months, we should say. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the end of Matan Torah. People usually think Matan Torah is in Parshas Yitzchak. It's also in Mishpatim. At the end of Mishpatim, it says a very interesting pasuk. I didn't have time to write down the pasuk, but basically Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Kabbalah Sabbat Torah, he takes his blood from a carbon, he spills half of it on the Mizbeach, and half on Klal Yisrael. And Rash, and the pasuk says, who came down to split the blood? A malach came down to split the blood. They had a whole bucket. You know, you ever watched, I'm Nick or Nick Jr., they still have this thing. You like slime, you know, you get to a certain line. No? No? Pass your time? Okay, just nod your head because you just nod. Yo, yeah, very good. Whatever, slime, you have to get to a certain. So basically, the malach came down and wanted to make sure that the blood was half on the mizbech. So Rav Hutner says, Rav Hutner, it was his yartai yesterday. We're saying Torah from someone who just who's tzaddik, who's yartai, it's very special. So Rav Hutner says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi to ever live, the greatest prophet, needed a malach to come down. All you need to do is take your glasses out, put a little line here, and see, okay, this is half, and this is half. What's going on over here? Rav Hutner says an incredible, such an important and such an impactful lesson. He says, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, when it comes to Matan Torah, when it comes to Anochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show one thing. You think being a good Nativ Aryeh Shan Av student is all about what you do in the dorm or what you do in the Beis Midrash, where you're davening and you're learning? It's about how you speak to your parents, but how you speak to your madrichim, how you speak to the guy in Burger's Bar, how you speak to the guy who maybe you don't have money, but just say Atzlacha Rabba. Says Rav Hutner, when the Malach came down, he was showing Klal Yisrael, he was showing us in 2021, 5,782 years later. Well, that's not true because Matan Torah happened somewhere around 3,000. Okay, but years later. The Ben Adam L'Malkum and the Malchavero, they're equal. That if you are a good learner, but you don't know how to be kind, you're missing half the boat. And if you're kind and you're not in your Shabbos, your davening's not great, 50%. Being a full Jew means being a caring, on fire Jew for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But on being on fire for other Jews, by being caring, compassionate, by taking your menorah and putting it out to others. which means caring for, sharing your light, caring for other people. Rav Ender says that was the Galus of the Chavetz Chaim. The Galus of the Chavetz Chaim, the same pen that wrote Chavetz Chaim, right, on Lashon Hara, the same pen that wrote Hilchos Lashon Hara, which talks all about Adam Lechaveiro, how to care for each other, was the same pen that wrote Mishnah Berurah. The same pen that wrote Mishnah Berurah is all about Ben Adam Lemakom. Because he understood what it means to be a full Jew. You can't just be a good Ranger player on trying to be relatable. You can't just be a good hockey player when it comes game day. Practice every single day, but in between, even though now they have back-to-backs, whatever. At the end of the day, you got to be a good teammate. I don't know if he ice. Big win, I don't even know what you're talking about. Baruch Hashem, see Hashem, thank you. I don't even know. But don't worry, I guarantee you, back in America, I probably know who won. But don't tell me. I'm still trying to hold on. It's very tight. So boys, chaver, boys. At the end of the day, Chanukah is the taking our menorah, thinking about others. I'm going to end up with one ma'isa, and then we'll go up. Mitzvah Hashem. Great tzaddik v'shalom of Ari Levine. That's all. Ari Levine was once walking, and he saw that there was a Talmud, one of his Talmidim, from a few years back. Every single time he saw Ari Levine walk, he would cross the street. He would make sure he would go the other way. Yes, you remember my wife saying the story? Oh, that's how you're nodding your head. My wife said this in Morishah. Can I double dip? It's okay? I can say it? It's okay? Yeah, it's good to remember. At the end of the day, Rav Ari Levine, every single time he saw a student, he would go the other way. It got to be one day they were walking in Yerushalayim, and the student, I guess, didn't pick up that Rav Ari Levine was walking right towards him. And Rav Ari Levine was very short, and he goes to his Talmud from a few years back, and he says, I had to ask, is there anything I did wrong? Like, every single time I see you, you're going the other way. What's going on over here? Like, why are you running? Why are you running away from me? So he goes to Rav Ari, and he says, I don't know if the Rosh Yeshiva knows, but like the past few years, like I took my kippah off. I'm not religious. I'm not doing the whole Judaism thing. It's not for me. So Rav Ari Levine, Rabbi Goldberg says it's unbelievable. Rav Ari Levine said, you know, I'm very short. I can't see what's on top of your head. I can only see what's in your heart. I can only see what's in your neshama. I can only see what's in your soul. We have to start living with those eyes. Start living with those eyes. When you see a soldier, you beg them. You beg them for a bracha. You care if they have a kippah on their head? Are you kidding me? Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think we spoke about this with Hanan. Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, you have to go all the way up north to go to Kibbutz Tzadikim, you go to Har Herzl. Someone give their life, kippah, no kippah. I see a soldier, you have to beg them, please. This Mirzov guy from Boca told me that to give you a bracha. And they say, you're religious? Say, you don't care. We're one nation, we're one am. At the end of the day, this is how we started off. Rav Chaim Ozer in Chanukah 1939. Chanukah Gagel, Chanukah presence is not given because you need it, but it's because the giver wants to show you how much they love you. And it's a din in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's a din in the Hilchos Chanukah. To give tzedakah specifically to Aniyim, specifically to Lomdei Torah. Because at the end of the day, Chanukah is about caring about other people. Chanukah is a care, it's a time of Kabbalah Satorah. And Kabbalah Satorah, the ultimate first Kabbalah Satorah is all about Ki Ishechar B'lev Echar. And Moshe Rabbeinu showed us when he spilled the blood, half on the Mizbech and half on Klal Yisrael, and each and every one of us, when it comes Sunday night, it's a new Kabbalah Satorah. It's a new Kabbalah Satorah. Every single time you light the menorah, not just lighting the menorah, you're lighting your neshama. You're lighting yourself on fire for the entire year. That this tonight, the first night of Chanukah, I want to be a little more kind. Keneged Avraham Avinu midas hachesed, and go to Yitzchak Yaakov. You've talked to Rav Chanan, the rest of it. At the end of the day, as the Shemesh Mizochem, every single time we daven, before we daven, to remember, before we speak to our Father, not to be like the Mirzov guy who lost the playoff game. If not, if someone punches you, you give them a chila back. It doesn't mean punch, but even something verbally. I'm moicha, even if it's hard. And if you find yourself saying Lashon Hara on someone else, it's most probably because you have low self-esteem by yourself, says the Sfas Emes. If you have to love yourself, then you can love others. And the more we self-care for ourselves, the more we see how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, then we can start to love others and care for others. And Be'ezus Hashem, Zohar to light the menorah to everyone. Be'ezus Hashem, Baruch Hu, Siyat HaShemayim. Thank you guys so much for learning Torah together. Shabbat Shalom.